Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Lord, we give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise, my Father. Oh, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, 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 Father. Especially during this season, my Father, we just want you to know, Lord, that we holler your name, Father. Holy is your name. You're a mighty God, Father. You've done great things, Lord, beyond our wildest imagination, Lord, beyond anything that we could even ask or think or even imagine, my Father. And through this season right now, Lord, that we celebrate, my Father, in that, Lord, that you did, Father. I pray that the eyes of our understanding, Lord, would be enlightened, that we might know, Father, oh, Lord, that we might know the purpose of the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. So, Father, I give you glory and honor and praise, Father, that you would allow me to come upon this radio broadcast, my Father, in this order, and Father, for this purpose, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, my Father God, and what is the exceeding greatness of the riches that you have bestowed upon us through the resurrection of your Son. I pray, Father, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that you feed us, Father, till we want no more, till we have clarity and understanding, my Father, of this season that we are celebrating. So, Father, I bless your name, Father, for the end. I give you glory and honor and praise, Father, that you are raising up ministries all over the earth, Father, that are proclaiming, my Father, the greatest story that's ever been told, the greatest message that's ever been proclaimed, Father. And that's the gospel of your kingdom, my Father, the gospel of your governing influence, the gospel of what you are doing in the earth today, Father. Thank you, Father, for what we have been trying to do, Father, through you. But I'm most thankful, Father, for what you are doing through us, my Father. And Lord, for that I say thank you, Father. For that I say thank you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. Hallowed be your name. Now, Father, let your kingdom come. And let your will, let your governing authority, let your governing influence, let your will and your intent and your purpose for our lives, let that come, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that come in our life, Father. at your will. What's in your mind for us? What's in your heart for us? What's in your desire for us? What's in your purpose for us, Father? Your will, not our will, Lord, and not our governing influence, Father, not our independence of you, Father, but our dependence. As we open this broadcast, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I thank you for your love, Father. For it is the love of the Father. I thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that has redeemed our lives through this resurrection. And I thank you, Father, for the communion of the Holy Spirit, the one that's at work in the earth today, Lord. The Holy Spirit, Father, that he sent back, Lord, that's leading and guiding us, Father, into the truth, the reality, the revelation, Father, of your word, Father, and what you see in, Lord God. So right now, Father, we humble ourselves under the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for what you've done, your love for us. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your grace and mercy that saved us. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for the work that God has sent you to do in the earth today. And that's lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And for that, Father, we say thank you. The Holy Spirit, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. Hey, like I always tell y'all, boy, when this hour of the week come, man, this is the highlight of my life. Hallelujah. Boy, every time I come on, boy, the more I understand, boy, what Jesus said when he said, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal a broken heart, to recover the sight to the blind, to set the captives free, to set at liberty those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Boy, listen, he never attributed none of those things that he did unto himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And boy, every time I come on this radio broadcast, the more I come to the realization, boy, of who it is that is doing the work in the earth today. Who is it? I'm like, hey, listen, it's the Father, it's the Son, and it's the Holy Spirit. They're the ones that are doing the work in the earth today. And let me just throw this nugget out there. They're the ones that are doing the work in the earth today, but you know what they need? They need a body. Their spirit being. They can't operate in this earth without a body. Hallelujah. They need you. They need me. They need our body. They need to dwell on the inside of us. They need to live on the inside of us. And not only do they need to dwell on the inside of us, and they need us, and they need to live on the inside of us, but they need us to know that. They need us to know that. They need us to know that, they listen. Without God, we can't do nothing. And he also need us to know that, they listen. Without us, he won't do nothing. We need him. He need us. We're co-laborers together in this thing. What he need? He need a body. That's why we call the body of Christ. What? To get the work done that he's doing in the earth today. You know what God is doing in the earth today? He's not just only performing men and rituals and ceremonies and good church and good seminars and good programs and everything else. But boy, that's a means to an end. The purpose for that, boy, is to let us come to the knowledge of what he's really doing. Know what he's really doing? He's restoring men back to this earth, the kingdom of God, the governing influence of God, what God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for mankind's life and for this earth was. Back to the original intent, back to that which was from the beginning. When God was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, boy, in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Boy, that's what he came. That's the restoration work of our Father in heaven that he's doing. And listen, and he doing that, you know, through his redemptive work. The redemptive work is what, man, we've been pretty much focused on as the church. How Jesus Christ redeemed our life from destruction. All the good news about Jesus, all that he is and all that he did. All the way up from his birth, all the way up to his resurrection and ascension. All the good news about him. That's the redemptive work of God. But that's not it. That's the way to it. That's the way to what it, Arthur? That's the way to the restoration work of God. What's the restoration work of God? That he will restore you back to his original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. You know what his original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our life was? That it be in our lives here on this earth. Hallelujah. That it be in our lives here on this earth just like it is in heaven. Boy, that was his original intent. That's what he had. That's what he set up. Listen, that's what he set up. That's what he set up in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. What he set up, boy, his governing influence on the earth, impacting it with his will and his intent and his purpose. For the earth and for the mankind that he would place up on the earth. What was it, boy, that through his child, through that body that was upon the earth, that he formed from the dust of the ground, that he released on the inside of, boy, the offspring of God, the Son of God, the little G God. And he breathed into his nostrils, the Bible say, the breath of life. And boy, man became a living soul. What's man? Boy, that's a spirit being. That's the offspring of God. What God did, boy, the Bible say, boy, in your Bible in Genesis chapter 2, that he formed man's body. Who is man? That's a little offspring of God. That's the Son of God. That's a child of God. That's the you, who you really are. The offspring of God, the sons of God. Male and female sons, same character, same nature, same offspring, same, just like God. A little masterpiece, hallelujah, because you're a piece of the master. Glory to God. Boy, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge, man, of that, man, who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here on the earth, what your true potentials are. What you really can do. Where you really going to end up at. And boy, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Our Father in heaven, through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, through the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, when he raised him up from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Most High God, boy, is man restoring back to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, boy, an open door. An open door where, Arthur, man? Back into the literal presence of the Most High God. Back into the Garden of Eden. Back into that environment. Back into that atmosphere. Back into that place, man. Back into who you really are and why you're really here and where you really come from. And not only that, like I said earlier, that you might know that. I ain't talking about just preach a good sermon about that, stir up your emotion about that, and make you feel good about that, but that you might know that, glory to God. What you mean know that, man? I'm talking about know that you 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 know. That become a reality in our lives. That we really are the sons of the Most High God. That we really do have power over all the powers of our enemy. That we really can cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and bring men to live. That we really can heal the brokenhearted. That we really can go into all the world, man, and proclaim to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, boy, that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year, boy, where all debt is canceled. All All things are paid for. All sin is paid for. Glory to God. The power of sin over your lives is broken. All because of this season right here. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, boy, that you might know, boy, that the power of sin over our lives is broken. That sin has no more authority over us, no more dominion over us. And watch this here. If sin don't have no more authority and dominion over us, then death no longer have any authority or dominion over us. But you might know that, man. But you might know what, boy, all them scriptures in the Bible, man, that God didn't just put in there for us to preach sermons about it, man. But you might know the reality of it. That it might come to us in seed form, man. And that we might take the seed of that word, man, the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living, man, seed of God's word, and plant that into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, man. And cultivate that and water that and meditate in that and ponder that, man, till that get past our intellects and our emotions and our attitude all the way down into toward us. Glory to God. Our spirit, man. That mighty man and that mighty woman of God that I always come on here and say that you are. Because you are. You really are king if you're in a male body. You really are queen if you're in a female body. What you mean by that, Arthur, when you always say that? You really are a ruler. You really do have power and control and influence over every circumstance and situation and symptom in your life. I know we ain't operating in that, Arthur, because of a lack of knowledge. Because you don't know that. You know the redemptive work of God. You know how Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sin, but you don't know why, what that was for. And the purpose for that. Listen, let me just throw this out here while I'm right here. Maybe. Listen, I don't never have no pre-planned messages when I come on this radio broadcast. All I do is just study and listen and hear the word of God, you know. And when I come on here, you know, man, sometimes, you know, when I have nothing scripted, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't misunderstand me, man. But, man, I just flow in the Holy Ghost. Because I know, boy, that it ain't just like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. And what anointed me, what? To remove every burden and destroy every yoke. What you mean by that, Arthur? Everything that keep us from the knowledge, man, of what's really going on and who God really is and who Jesus really is and who the Holy Spirit really is and who we really are. But that, boy, that get past our intellect and past our little finite thinking, man, and get on down on all the way on the inside of our spirits, man, that we might rise up to. Hallelujah. See, we ain't not careful. We just celebrate, man, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man, let me tell you something, boy. You, come on, boy, help me, Holy Spirit. Man, listen, that's a good thing. But it's more to that than celebrating, man, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What's the great thing, man, is to celebrate our resurrection. To come to the knowledge, man, that, boy, his resurrection, man, was a result, man, of resulting in our resurrection. That you who were dead in trespasses sin has God raised up too. You just celebrating Jesus' resurrection, man, because you don't know about your resurrection. You don't know, man, that, listen, let me quote the scripture to you. The Bible says in the book of Romans in chapter 6, man, at the end of that chapter says this, the penalty for sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. See, let me tell you, all those things that I was talking about, man, that you are and that you have and that you can do and that you really are a king and you really are a queen if you're in a female body, that you really do have power and control and influence over all the circumstances and situations and circumstances in our lives is because, boy, that's how God created us. And that's what God had going on, boy, in the lives of all mankind, man, when he created us, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That's where he started. Listen, when going and walking and talking with Adam in the cool of the day, man, he was walking and talking with everybody in the cool of the day because everybody was in that body. Everybody came from that body. So when God was talking to Adam and Eve in the garden, he was talking to everybody. Again, because everybody come from that body. So when he told that body, have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, the cattle and everything that creepeth on the earth, he was talking to everybody. He was talking to you, me, too. He was talking to everybody. When he say, be in my image and be in my likeness, be just like me, he was talking to everybody. He was talking to you. When he say, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy, he was talking to all of us. He was talking to everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that he was telling him, boy, that you have power and control, that the whole earth is your territory. That's your kingdom. That's your territory over which you have governing control and influence over, impacting it with your will and your intent and your desire and your purpose that you get from me, said the Lord, from operating in my kingdom and my governing influence and my will and my intent and my desire for your life. As long as you're operating in that and flowing in that, then, boy, you know, your territory, the earth, going to be a colony of my territory, the heaven, resulting in it being in our territory, the earth, just like it is in his territory, that which we've been praying all our lives. Father in heaven, source and sustainer. Where is he at? He's in heaven. We glorify your name. We bless your holy name. We holler your name. We give you glory and honor and praise. Then say, boy, your kingdom come. Your governing influence. Your governing influence, not your religion, not your rituals and your ceremonies and everything. No, your governing influence come back to us. What your intent is for our life, what you want for our life, what you doing, Lord. Instead of us, Father, trying to get you in on what we doing, Father, we come to you, Lord, and ask you, Lord, allow us to get in on what you are doing. Your kingdom come. Why? So that your will, what's your will, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That through us, who? His sons, his family's sons, the kings and queens, the male and females that's up on the earth, who? I'm talking about everybody. See, sometimes we think that, boy, all God and men is just, it's just for the Christian man. Listen, God for everybody. The Hindus, the Muslims, the Buddhists, man, it don't matter who you are. I'm talking about every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. That's why God hates religion, because religion separates us. Boy, the kingdom of God ain't about no religion, boy. The kingdom of God is for everybody. The kingdom of heaven is for everybody. The gospel of the kingdom, man, is for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. It ain't exclusive for the Christians. It don't compare men and compete with other religions. Listen, boy, let me tell you something, boy. Jesus Christ ain't no prophet. He was a king. Glory to God. Lord, he wasn't no religious leader. He was a king, a ruler. Not was, he is. Hallelujah. But that boy is a king, boy. Let me tell you something, boy. If he a king, boy, a king had a territory. And in that territory, he ruled. His governing influence, boy, what he say. And know what he said? I ain't talking about what he said through Moses and Isaiah and everything. Thank God for that. That was a schoolmaster. I'm talking about what he said to Adam and Eve in the garden in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. What he said, all the, y'all just like me. The same thing that I can do, y'all can do. Glory to God. Same way I walk, y'all can walk. Same way I talk, y'all can talk. Same way I live, y'all can live. As I am, so are you. That's what God was saying to them. Y'all in my image and y'all in my likeness. Well, let me tell you something. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Boy, can you imagine if we'd have been hearing, man, the gospel of the kingdom ever since, boy, the gospel of the kingdom came over 2,000 years ago? You have faith in that. So you ain't even hearing the gospel of the kingdom. You've been hearing the good news about, man, the redemptive work of God. And that's a good news right there, man, you know. And let me tell you something. That'll get you all the way into the kingdom, man, or get you all the way up to the door. But, boy, you'll be staying worshiping at the door. Listen, that'll get you saved and everything else, but I ain't talking about saved. Saved is a means to an end, too. You're saved for a purpose. You're saved so that, man, you can enter back into eternal life. Glory to God. I told you the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God, that's eternal life. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we can cut to the chase, you know, and we'll have to, it'll take more than a 60-minute broadcast, and I believe the Lord will continue in this, boy, that he's saying to us on this resurrection Sunday, starting in this season right now through this broadcast, because he's going to want you to know something. What he's going to want you to know? He's going to want you to know the power that's available to you, to us, man, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What power are the, boy, that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead has raised you and I up from the dead too? That you who were dead in trespassing and sin, and you who were separated from God and from, boy, that gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of what God was doing, and hearing and hearing and hearing that, man, you who were dead in trespassing and sin, as God, man, raised up too. Lord, he just raised Jesus Christ from the dead, man. Hey, we too have been raised up. We die with him in resurrection, man, and we also shall be raised with him in glorification, in life too. But you got to know that, and you got to hear that. And the more you know that, and the more you hear that, then what would happen? Boy, then faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Guess what, man? If we'd have been preaching, man, from our pulpits, glory to God, and from our whatever we preach from, and through our everyday witnessing to one another, man, men ministering that to one another. How great not only is our God, but how great you are, my brother. How great you are, my sister. Why? Because you just like the great God that we say how great you are. Hallelujah. That we may be ministering to one another who we really are. We really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, glory to God. We really can cast out devils, man, and lay hands on the sick, my Father, just like he said we can. Everything that he said we can do, we can do. Oh, no. Boy, but you need to hear that. And you need to hear that. And I ain't talking about no bypass messages, man, and every now and then and one time, once a year seminars and everything else. I'm talking about hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Because what's happening, man, as you're hearing and hearing and hearing, then faith is coming in there, boy. When faith comes, glory to God. Then comes the manifestation, man, of that you hear. Then come, what are the manifestation of it? Then our preaching and our teaching, men and women of God, won't just be enticing words of our wisdom and our knowledge, but it'll be in demonstration and in power. Let me tell you something, boy. Them people followed Jesus Christ, it wasn't only because of what he was preaching, man. He was demonstrating that. When what he was preaching all the boy, what I'm telling you, that you really are mighty men and women of God, that you really can cast out devils. He wasn't just preaching that, boy. He was showing them. He was casting out devils. He was healing all manner of sickness and disease. All those mighty works that he was doing, boy, he wasn't just preaching that, man, like we preach, man. What he do? He was doing that. And boy, let me tell you something. That ain't the good news right there. That's good news, but that ain't the great news. The great news, boy, that as he was doing all that, this is what he was preaching, glory to God, that you can do that too. That we are, in other words, he come for this purpose right here, to show us our Father. To show us what? To show us God the Father, our source and sustainer. To show us what? His character, his nature. His love for mankind. He come to show us that. So he forgave everything, man. He loved everything, man. He just went about doing good, man, and setting the captives free, man. And opening blind eyes, man. I ain't talking about just physical blind eyes, man. He was opening up spiritual blind eyes. what? Through the knowledge of the truth, man, to what was really going on. He wasn't just, man, opening and unstopping deaf ears, man, and causing the lame to walk, man, and the dumb to talk, man. He was changing the whole... He was doing more than that, what we saw in the physical, boy. He was doing some things in the spiritual realm. So that you and I, man, might be resurrected, too. Let me tell you something, boy. His death on the cross that you celebrated yesterday, man, you know, Good Friday, man. Listen, boy, when he died, he didn't have no sin in him. he was tempted on all points, but without sin. Death ain't had no power over him. Glory to God. He wasn't made like you and I. You and I were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he wasn't born in sin and shaped in iniquity. He didn't have no sin in him. Death didn't have no kind of authority, no kind of power over him. So death couldn't reign over him. He said this here. He said, listen, let me tell you something. Ain't no man take my life from me. I lay my life down. This is the promise that I received from my Father, that I lay my life down. What do you mean you lay your life down? In other words, man, I ain't got no sin in me, so death ain't got no power in me. So I came down here, boy, what you looking for? I'm looking for all the sin that's in my brothers and my sisters. Because I ain't got no sin in me and death ain't got no authority, no power in me, then I'm looking for something. What you looking for? I'm looking for the sins of the whole human race. I'm looking for the original sin. I'm looking for, boy, the sin that Adam, man, committed in the garden. That through that sin, the sin came upon the whole human race. When Adam rebelled against God in the garden, I'm looking for that original sin. Why? Because I want to take care of death, man. Hallelujah. I want to get the power, man, of death, man, off of you, back, man, to you. I want you to know, boy, that you know that you won't have no fear of death no more. I don't have no sin in me, but I'm looking for what I'm going to do. I'm going to take up on the whole human race sin. I'm going to take up on the sins of the whole human race. How you going to do that, Jesus? Because I'm going to take up on the sin that Adam committed. Adam rebelled against God. Adam disobeyed God. Boy, I came in and everything, the devil tempted me just like it did Adam, but I didn't sin. Hallelujah. Hey, boy, and I put the devil under my feet. And boy, and I began to proclaim to a people, boy, a good news message, boy, who you really are, where you really come from, what you really can do, why you're really here. That you really are, like I keep telling you on this radio broadcast, you really are a mighty man. You really do have power over all the power you're in. You really can speak to your circumstances, situations, and hey, let me tell you something, boy, you really, listen, you don't have to... You really can't lay hands on yourself. You really can't speak life and destiny and fulfillment, man. You really can't. You really can know, boy, that you can take the blood of the Lamb and sprinkle it upon the doorpost of your whole house and that you and your whole house will be saved. What do you mean you and your whole house will be saved? You and all your children and all your children and all your children's children, children's children, down to 1,000 generations, glory to God. Hallelujah. So why? You know that God is not willing that none should perish. Well, let me tell you something, but I know that beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy. Devil can't have none of my children, and none of my children's children, and none of my children's children, children's children, on down to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. Because not only have we been redeemed from the curse of the law, we've been restored back to our original place, boy, in God. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, because of the love of Father, because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, and we have been restored, what? Back into that original place, back into, boy, the knowledge of the truth, back into the fact that we really can come boldly. Let me say it again. That we really can come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us, boy, in becoming who we really are. Really are mighty men and women of the Most High God. And through the hearing, like I said earlier, and the hearing of that, boy, and the hearing of that, and the understanding of that, and reading the life, the Bible, and the life, not only of our redemption, but in the light of our restoration. What you mean, Arthur? See, if you read the Bible in the light of our redemption, then all you know what is the good news about Jesus. But if you read it in the light of our restoration, then you not only know all of the, about the good news about Jesus, but you know the good news, man, about you. Hallelujah. What's the good news about you that as he is, so are you? I'll say it again. As he is, so are you. That's why I told you he come to show us two things. Well, he come to show us who the Father is, and he come to show us who we are. Listen, all those mighty works that he was doing, like I told you, he never attributed none of them self to his, all that to himself. He say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he said things like this, yeah, when I finish doing what I'm doing, what the Father sent me to do, to redeem your life from that death and from that destruction, then the same Spirit that's on the inside of me, I'm going to send him back to you. So that you can, watch this, receive him. What you mean? So that you can have him again. That's what receive means. See means to have. Receive means to have again. You had it in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when God was walking and talking with Adam in the cool of the day before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of sin and evil. Listen, when they ate off the tree of the knowledge of sin and evil, you know what they did? They gave man power to death. Let me show you something, man. Let me help you understand the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Genesis in chapter 2, in fact, I have to turn there and read that to you. In Genesis chapter 2, I think it's around verse 16 and through 18. Let me turn there right quick. This is why I like to quote the scripture to you, because for the sake of time, I had to turn there. Okay, there we go. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Listen. Isn't that what God told Adam and Eve when he put him in the Garden of Eden? Actually, what he told Adam, because Eve and the oven had not been made yet. Because in the next verse, he said, it's not good for man to be alone, so I'm going to make him a helpmeet. But before he made him a helpmeet, look at what God told Adam. And who was in Adam? Everybody was in Adam, even Eve. So when he was talking to Adam, he was talking to everybody. He said, hey, Adam, listen. God, the first one who introduced death. So the devil didn't create death. God created death. He told, he said, hey, Adam. Let me see if I could help you understand. Hey, Adam, let me, when he was talking to Adam about this part right here, he said, hey, son, you can eat off all the trees in the garden. That's the perfect law of liberty. I give you free will. I ain't going to make you do nothing. I give you, that's the law of the kingdom. That's the perfect law of liberty in the kingdom, boy. You free to eat off every tree in the garden. He say, but watch this here. He say, but son, there's a tree over here, boy, called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat off that tree, you'll die. So God introduced death. That's the first time it was ever spoken, you know, for that mankind was concerned. And he say, hey, listen, I created die, but it don't have no power. It don't have no authority. So I created die, but it's dead, why, you know, because it don't have no authority. It don't have no power. It's there, but it don't have no power and no authority. And I want you to know that it's there, you know. And it don't have no authority, no power over your life. Now, you can eat off all the trees in the garden, but if you eat over whatever there, then of the knowledge of good and evil, then you're going to give die that don't have no power. You're going to give it power. What kind of, you're going to give it the power to kill you? He said, if you eat off that tree, you shall surely die. He said, I'm introducing die to you, but I'm letting you know that they don't, that you have power even over that. And long as, boy, you don't rebel against me, long as you don't disobey my commandment, what? Hallelujah. Then you will never die. But if you disobey my commandment, if you rebel against what I say, if you eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you know, then you're going to surely die. You're going to give thy power to you. The Bible says, you know, that's how death get its power, through sin. Before that was sin, death didn't have no power. It was death, but it didn't have no power. What gives death power? Sin. That's what the Bible says. That's how death came upon all human beings. Why? Because of one man's disobedience, out of sin, caused death, man, to come upon him. What death are you talking about? I'm talking about separation from God. In the Garden of Eden, God was walking and talking with Adam in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, man. They was one. They wasn't, oh, wasn't talking to them like he was talking to Moses, them in the Old Testament saying, boy, he was talking to a fallen people then, man, a people who were separated from him, a people who were dead and trespassing and sin. But when he was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, boy, I'm talking about him. Adam ain't had no sin in him. Adam ain't had no death in him. Adam wasn't separated from God. He was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. And boy, that kind of relationship, and that kind of man talking that they were doing in there, man, he wasn't rebuking him of his sins and everything else like he was doing in the wilderness. He was talking with him a whole different way. That's why, boy, when Jesus Christ came, boy, he was talking to the people in a whole different way than even what the religious people of his day and time, man, was talking. And, boy, he said some things, man, I mean, I'll just plant this seed out in your heart and take water in, man. But he said, boy, let me tell you something, when the Spirit come upon you, you shall speak with new tongues. I ain't just talking about shaka-laka-laka and kika-laka-laka. I'm talking about, he said, you're going to talk a whole different way. Instead of saying, man, I can't, you're going to start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. When sickness and disease or symptoms come upon us, instead of saying, oh, I got this and I'm dead, you're going to say, man, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Whenever everything that comes and opposes itself, man, against the will of God for your life, you're going to come out your repertoire and say, it is written what thus saith the Lord, just like Jesus Christ did. And boy, all the negative circumstances, situations, them and demons and devils that do the same thing they did, boy, when Jesus did it. What happened, boy? They fled from him as in terror. What was he doing? He was ruling and reigning in life. Over all his circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Then God don't just want men and you know people cast out devils they had on the sick. He wants us to recover ourselves from the snares of the devil. Listen, laying hands on the sick and everything else, that's all good and everything else. That's for the edifying of the body of Christ, man, to show one another what we can do, just like Jesus was doing it, man, to show us what we can do. Is that we do it, we show one another what they can do, too, so they can do the same things, too, so that we can be just like him, too, so we can become one just like him, too. Listen, that kind of life that was going on, boy, when Adam, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man, with that unbroken fellowship, man, Adam got separated from that line. How? Through death. What death, Arthur? Spiritual separation. Listen, when they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God told him, you eat out that tree, man, you're going to die. You're going to get death power. They're going to kill you. They're going to separate you from me. They're going to separate you from the Holy Spirit. They're going to separate you from my word. They're going to separate you from your source. That's the Father. That's our Father in heaven. Our source and our sustainer. They're going to separate you from his word. What? That's the life. What kind of life? The Zoe life. The God kind of life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for us to live. And if you separated from you, and not only that, they're going to separate you from the Holy Spirit, the one who brings their life into reality, into manifestation. Just like he did, boy, in Genesis chapter 1, man, verse 1 and 2. Then Bible says, and the earth was void and without shape, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon the face of the deep. And God said, And when God said, who is that? Who is God? That's the source and sustainer. That's the Father. Who is Jesus? That's God said. That's the Word. Who is the Holy Spirit? The one that was hovering over the darkness and everything else, and that was upon the face of the deep, and that's hovering over our lives and in our circumstances and our situations. What are you doing, boy? And when God said, the Holy Spirit, who is that, boy? I was kind of talking about speaking to you. That's the one that's in work in the earth, that's at work in the earth today. Who's the one? That's the one who take the Word of God and bring it into manifestation in our lives. Who is that boy? That's the Word. That's the Holy Spirit. What he was waiting on? He was waiting on, boy, God to say. What he waiting on for the manifestation, boy, for it to be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven? He waiting on us to come to the knowledge of what God's doing and how he's doing it by the power of his Holy Spirit and the way he's doing it, boy, with his Word, man. That comes from what, boy? The mouth of God. What word, man? Not just the word that he preached to the fallen man, but the word, boy, that he preached, man, through his son, Jesus Christ. In time past, he spoke to us through Moses and the prophet and everything else. But in this day and time, man, he's speaking to us himself, what he was speaking to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's not just the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Hallelujah. Let me say something more. You can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and never come to the knowledge of what Jesus Christ preached. That's what religion has done. It's preached the good news about Jesus, man, but it doesn't preach the good news that Jesus preached. And listen, I'm going to go ahead on and say it. Yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you. That's what's wrong with the church today. We've been preaching the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. We've been preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that he preached. We've been preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. Listen, I say it again, you can preach the gospel of Jesus and talk all about Jesus and never preach the gospel that he preached. But if you come to the knowledge of the gospel that he preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. When you preach the gospel that he preached, then the gospel of him is automatically contained in it. It comes with it. But if you just preach the gospel of him, then you can miss the gospel that he preached. And you won't know the truth. You'll know of him. You'll know about him. Listen, I know of man, you know certain people. I know of them, but I don't know them. I know of famous celebrities. I know of famous people. I know of them. But I ain't never met them, and I know personal encounter with them and hang out with them and fellowship with them. I just know of them. And boy, the same thing, man. Listen, a lot of times in religion, all you do is know of God. But boy, in the kingdom, you know him. Hallelujah. And you know, boy, Jesus Christ, who he sent. And you know the power of his resurrection. You know, boy, that, let me tell you something, that death don't have no authority, no power over you no more. What death, man, that death that Adam sold us all into, that separated us from God, that caused us to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When Jesus Christ died up on that cross, that sin that came upon all of us through Adam, through one man disobedience, boy, he took that sin upon himself. He who knew no sins, who Jesus Christ, he didn't have no sin in him. Death didn't have no authority and power over him. He took up on himself our sins. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him. And by his stripes, boy, that he took, we were healed. He took up all that upon him, man, over himself, man. He said, did no man lay down, take my life from me. I lay down my life. I take upon myself the sins of the whole human race. I can do that. Why? Because sin don't have no power over me. And all the way death, man, can take hold of me, man, is I lay my life down. So I take up on man, me, all the sins of the human race. Lord, that's Good Friday. He died for, boy, all the sins, man, that ever happened, that ever will be, that ever shall be, that ever could be. He took care of, boy, the thing that gave death its strength, its power. What gave death was created, like I told you, boy, without no power. Adam's sin, Adam's disobedience, Adam's rebellion gave death its power, and then death came upon all Adam, and through Adam came upon all of us. But when Jesus Christ died, man, what you celebrated yesterday, boy, that took care of, boy, hallelujah. That took care of, boy, sin. The penalty for sin was paid. The penalty for sin is death. Boy, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, boy, he paid the penalty for all the sins of the whole human race, the original sin, for sin itself. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you and I can, man, come on back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and begin to eat off the tree of life and live forever and ever. The penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, boy. What happened on Good Friday, boy? Jesus Christ was paying the penalty for sin. Why, Arthur? So that, boy, he could destroy, boy, the power of death over our lives. Hallelujah. How death came upon our lives? Through Adam's disobedience, through Adam's sin. That's why I tell you, boy, let me tell you something, boy. Hey, God loves you so much. All your faults, all your mistakes, all your inabilities, man, that's a result of Adam's, one man's disobedience. Caused you to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You couldn't help but to sin and be like you are. You were born that way, man. Why? Because the penalty for what Adam did, man, was death. So you and I were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And boy, it gave death, man, power over us. Well, boy, when Jesus Christ hung, bled, and died, the penalty for that sin was paid in full. That's what happened, boy, on Good Friday. And you know what happened, boy, let me tell you something, on Easter Sunday. But you don't know what happened on Saturday. You don't know what's taking place today. What's taking place today, boy? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, boy, who died yesterday, boy, has gotten up, man, everything else, and operating down in the regions of the damn, in Satan's domain, man, in the realm of the spirit, man, in Satan's camp, man, and slinging off principalities and powers, man, and proclaiming to all those dead souls under their board the same gospel, boy, that he was proclaiming to them, boy. In other words, boy, he's taking authority over the regions of the damned, over darkness, man, over the principalities and powers and dominions and rulers, man, and everything else, man. What he doing now, boy? I'm down, my boy. He destroying all the works of the devil once and for all. Hallelujah. That was taking place today, boy. I'm talking about, boy, back then that was taking place on Saturday, boy. He was operating in the regions of the damn, hallelujah. And, boy, all those Old Testament saints that were down in there that death had power over, boy, he was destroying the power of death over their lives, hallelujah. Because the righteous demands of a just God was met, boy. The righteous dying for the unrighteous, hallelujah. Therefore, the penalty for sin is death. So that, boy, death no longer have any power and authority over, boy, God's children no more. So that all of us can not only be redeemed from that life of destruction, but for this purpose that we might be restored back to our original place and purpose and intent and desire that God has for our lives. Hallelujah. So, boy, after he went down into the region of the damn on this day, Saturday, and, boy, slinging off principalities and powers and rending the devil powerless and everything else, taking the keys of death, hell, and the grave from the devil and all his demon cohorts, making a show of them openly in front of all his demon cohorts, taking the power of death, hell, and the grave from the devil and all his demon cohorts, taking the power that the devil have over our lives through and all the things and situations and symptoms, boy, that he dangled in our lives here in this natural realm, taking that authority and power that he had over us because of sin and because of death, boy, taking it back from us, the keys of death, hell, and the grave, man. And, boy, I just took it, boy, back, man, boy, and then he rose from the grave. That's tomorrow. Hallelujah. That's Easter Sunday, hallelujah. What's the resurrection for, boy? That's the guarantee, boy, that death no longer have any power over you no more. Hallelujah. Why? Because the penalty of a sin is man. Listen, the way you get rid of sin, the way you get rid of death is to get rid of what caused death. What caused death? Sin caused death. So the way you get rid of, boy, death is to get rid of sin. So what Jesus did on Good Friday, he got rid of, boy, the power of sin. He destroyed sin. So if he destroyed sin, then, boy, he destroyed that which gave, boy, death his power. So death, man, through the resurrection, boy, has become once again around, but powerless. That's why, boy, the writer said, man, oh, death, where you stand? Grave, where your victory? Hallelujah. Because through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that you suffered, that you celebrating on this day, then missing out on the true celebration, boy, is this, man. That, boy, let me tell you something. Through his resurrection, you and I have been resurrected. Through his death, you and I died. Through his righteousness, you and I reign. Through his resurrection, you and I can be raised up to newness of life again. So that we not only celebrate his resurrection, but we incorporate our resurrection in on it or with it. So it's not just, again, a celebration of his resurrection, but we celebrate the resurrection of all of us. Hallelujah. And we edifying one another and building one another up, boy, with that. That we might know the truth, said the Lord. And that in knowing that truth, then the truth might set us free. Set us free, what? From the law of sin and death. So that death no longer have any power over us, boy. That's the purpose, man, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, when he was raised from the grave, boy, that is the indication, boy, that death no longer have any power. That death no longer have any hold. Not only on him, but over on us too. He's the firstborn among many brothers, boy. Let me tell you something, boy. When he got up, we got up with him. Glory to God. And boy, the devil don't ever want you to know things like that. He don't mind you, man, going and preaching, man, the good news about Jesus. But he don't want you to know the good news, boy, about Jesus preached about you. He don't want you to know, boy, the purpose, man, for the resurrection. He don't mind you knowing what it is, man, how Jesus rose from the grave, but he don't want you to understand and know why he rose from the grave. For what purpose again? So that the penalty for sin might be met and that death might no longer have any power over us. Listen, when he rose from the grave, boy, death couldn't hold him down. I mean, man, the power of death was broken, not only over his life, but over all our lives. And if you don't ever, the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of that truth. That's what Jesus Christ was preaching. That's the gospel that he was preaching to the people. So that you too can awake to righteousness. So that we too can see, we trying to live the crucified life. That's what you mean, the crucified life? We trying to come out of sin so that we can become more righteous. No, that's wrong. Listen, that's the hard way of doing it. That's trying to do it through the light. Listen, my time is up, y'all. And listen, I pray that God, through this radio broadcast, and I ask that you will stay tuned, you know, to hear, boy, the continuation of this. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. And just for the end of this, well, let me just say this, boy. Tomorrow is Resurrection Day. Let's not just celebrate Christ's resurrection, but know this, that you too, who were dead in trespass and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So we're going to continue this, and you come into the knowledge of this. So I would encourage you to stay tuned. If you do, I promise you, it'll be a tremendous blessing to your life. Hey, listen, we love you with the love of the Lord, and we decree and declare over your life that, boy, God's greatest for your life, boy, is done. That he who have begun a good work on the inside of you.